Welcome back to the Monday evening edition of Power Business. Still ahead, we will be speaking to the Independent Regulatory Board for auditors and the aftermath of the judgment delivered in the High Court last week that says they may indeed go ahead with implementing mandatory audit firm rotation. Coincidentally, this morning we heard from First Rand that said, yes, indeed, they are indeed transitioning to new auditors away from Deloitte and PwC. Ironically, they're going to EY and KPMG, but that's a story we'll be deliberating on with Urban in just a few minutes' time. Ahead of that, some very exciting news in relation to the cannabis industry, because Labatt Africa has decided to pursue a secondary listing on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. To talk us through all of that, we're joined by the Chief Executive Officer, Brian van Rooyen. Good evening, Brian.
Good evening, Kaya, and good evening to the listeners.
I like your business, but I don't think I'm allowed to say why I like your business. Talk us through the merits of this, of the listing on the Frankfurt market.
Yeah, Kaya, you know, there's very varying degrees of legalization of cannabis in South Africa and around the world. We have seen a delay of the implementation of legislation, proper legislation within the South African context. At the moment, what you can do with cannabis in South Africa, you only have a license to cultivate and to export. You cannot process, you cannot extract, you can't do anything within the country. And what we've been looking at is, how do we overcome and how do we not, as an African country, miss out on this whole big new cannabis industry worldwide, you know, an industry that is going to be in the next couple of years close to 7.7 billion euros alone in Germany by 2028. So we had to look at where is it the easiest and the most acceptable way. And within the European Union, Germany is the one, because their new parties have just announced that they're going to fully legalize cannabis within the next sitting. You know, the three parties have agreed what they're going to do with cannabis. And for Labatt, the most acceptable place was going to be the Frankfurt Bourse for us to list on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. We started that a couple of weeks back. And on Friday, we got permission from the Frankfurt Stock Exchange that our shares will be listed this morning when the market opened. And it's currently trading. You know, the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, they trade till about 10 p.m. South African time, and the trades are still going on.
Had a very good story out there. Brian, most people tend to argue that the costs of being listed are so onerous, they'd rather step out. In fact, in the JSE, there's been so many listings that have actually just gone off the market because of the onerous burden. I imagine any company that says you're not going to be listed in one or two must deal with the fact that the regulatory burdens are quite huge, and given the different jurisdictions, this is a new dimension altogether.
Well, we've been advised by the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, because the South African Stock Exchange, or the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, is one of the 10 top listed exchanges in the world, that if we comply with all the regulatory requirements from the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, our secondary listing would be very easy. We've supplied them all the documentation. We believe, yes, you're 100% correct, there's a number of delistings, but you know, for the cannabis industry, what happened about 3-4 years ago with the Canadian market going haywire in the cannabis industry, and everything literally collapsed. A lot of the companies have lost, and a lot of investors have lost a lot of money, and they're very reluctant to get into the cannabis industry in South Africa, let alone Europe, but they will only get involved in cannabis if it's through a listed entity. And that is why we have the upper hand right now. We've been listed for 24 years, so we had our ups and downs, but we've been around, and I think it has come at an opportune time.
And of course, the value chain is probably quite wide and very, very diverse now that it's been legalized, particularly in South Africa. What are the different avenues that one can sort of look into the cannabis industry now that it has been legalized, and what perhaps are you looking to sort of capitalize on in the German market?
Well, in the German market, we're capitalizing on the APIs. As you would know, that we've been the only company in Africa that has been granted ethical approval by SAHPRA to do clinical studies on pain management using THC, and that study is going well. And part of the whole listing through the Frankfurt Stock Exchange was particularly the fact that we teamed up with a pharmaceutical company in Germany. For the South African market, it's much, much more acceptable from an industrial point of view. And we know that the minister has made an announcement recently that they will be issuing a number of hemp licenses to hemp growers in South Africa. Now, what Labatt is busy with, we're just about to set up our first hemp processing facility with the help of an Australian company, where we can get local farmers to bring their produce to South Africa for us to export. So that technology is already available. And we're also looking at power generation through biodiesel with using hemp. So we're looking at a number of aspects that doesn't specifically focuses on the pharmaceutical, which is a massive barrier of entry for at the moment. We're working with a pharmaceutical company to get our own EU approved facility out in South Africa. But for the South African broad-based job creation, industrial development is really the hemp processing.
Closer to home, the government of Zimbabwe has indicated, quite surprisingly, that they're willing to not only allow foreign companies to invest in the cannabis industry, but also even able to open to the idea of them owning their entire village and 100% of their operations, something that the government is not famous for doing. Does this represent an opportunity for Labatt?
Watch the space. Because we listed and we've got to be so careful. You know, these are all opportunities that we've explored, and there will be some very, very interesting announcements coming out in the next couple of weeks following the fact that we now listed. And coupled with that, the facility that has been granted by a US-based company, 300 million rand facility, to accelerate these expansion of these facilities out in Africa.
Yeah, I think it's quite important that we'll definitely be watching that particular stock with some level of interest. I imagine every single business leader is keenly watching the developments around the fourth wave. And of course, we know that the government has historically gone to hard lockdowns whenever a wave hits us. What are you expecting as Labatt?
Well, at Labatt, part of our offerings is obviously your CBD infused products. And that has been with the rollout of our stores and our online offerings. You know, these are the things that are used a lot in COVID, in pain management, in anxiety, and all that. So these things are on the market at the moment, and we have just added a great a number of products to our offering, which will be announcing in the next day or two.
Definitely some very interesting developments out there that we'll be watching with keen interest. Thank you very much, Mr. Brian Van Rooyen, the Chief Executive Officer of Labatt Africa. They have indeed, as of this morning, listed on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. So they're now listed in the JSE and in Frankfurt. So you can tap into their shares across those two markets. But more importantly, it's what's in the pipeline that is of interest, because with the legalization of cannabis, particularly in Germany with the new coalition government, there's definitely going to be a lot of opportunities that emerge there. And of course, even in South Africa, we're still learning how to actually capitalize on the economic benefits associated with the legalization of cannabis. It is 6:45 p.m. Time for the latest power traffic with Fifi.